By a dollar.
Bob, if he doesn't show up,
okay, guys, we are live.
Take him to small claims court for a bottle of water.
What?
We need $25 or 10 minutes.
Well, that, yeah. But I had it out of my own pocket.
It is time to open this meeting of the Board of Adjustments of Taney County Planning and Zoning. Eddie, would you give us an establishment for the quorum?
Dave Clemenson?
Present.
Tom Gideon?
Present.
Bob Hanslin?
Present.
Jack Johnston? Dave Nelson?
Present.
Mr. Chairman, we do have quorum.
All right. Very good. We had a rehearing request from Mr. Bob Shantz for tonight. I see that he's not in attendance, so therefore I don't think we need even take any action.
Okay.
Do we?
Well, I don't think we can. We don't have anybody here to ask any questions of or anything like that. So I would say, no, we really can't do anything.
Okay.
Do you have advice for us?
All we have got is the minutes of last meeting that we could approve.
Yes, sir.
Since we're here. Do I have a motion that the minutes of the November 17th
So moved.
Hearing me moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion's passed. Anything for the good of the cause?
We are working, if you got your packet, and those of you that didn't get a packet, I'll fix you up in a minute, on a few code book amendments that we'll probably finish up on Monday, dealing with... one of them dealt with renewal of permits, and the language that was in there was pretty much the language that we hashed out. And what we're doing is actually amending the existing code book. So it's kind of a temporary until we can get the new one all together and done like that. But if you have any input that you would like on that renewal of permit or any permit extensions, we'd be glad to entertain that. Basically, what we've come to the understanding is that when our planning and zoning board okays a project and does a land use change, really that land shouldn't revert back to what it was just because a period of time has passed and everything. So that's kind of what we're doing there with that, and trying to... change our way of thinking just a little bit, because you know, if somebody comes in with the same kind of a project or something like that, then we definitely want them to have the opportunity to use it. And just because time has passed and nothing else has changed, that's not really a good reason for that not to happen. So we have that, and then we talked about duplexes. I don't think I have that one with me, but let me look one more time.
I got it.
Yeah. And there was quite a bit of discussion on the duplexes there and what can we do in Taney County and creating lots and different things like that. And of course, the deal is that if we're going to have something like that and it's going to be used, then it has to be advantageous for the developer and for the buyer. The developer's got to be able to save enough money on building a duplex and so that the buyer can save enough money to buy, you know, in buying one. If not, if it costs me the same amount of money for a duplex as it does a freestanding home, why would I want to buy a duplex, especially if I'm going to have to maintain the yard and the outside of it and everything anyway? So there were some issues there with lot sizes and different things, especially when we get into septic, and we run into some issues. You know, I talked with the sewer district, and they said, well, we can hold the land in common for the sewer. I said, well, if we hold the land in common, then we're back where we started. The thing about duplexes is, when we do them condominium style of ownership, the lending institutions require condominiums to be 51% sold before they'll finance it. 51% means you have to sell both halves. So that's a little bit of an issue. Now, whether that's our concern or not, I can't really say. Now, one of our commissioners has made the statement, and you've got a line item in there that says a firewall, basically, from the foundation to the inside of the upper the deck roofing, 1 hour fire rated. He views that as a just like you would buffering or anything like that, because he says that's the property line.
This is the old one. This is the proposed.
Well, there's a couple different ones in there on that, and yes, the one that says the 1 hour fire rating and everything like that.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do with lot sizes? Do you make them double so that if the duplex burns down and you didn't like your neighbor, you can build a house on yours? Or do you say, I'm sorry, this was created for a duplex lot. That's why you got 5,000 and your neighbor's got 5,000. And you can buy both of them and put a single family home on them. Or you can build another duplex, but that's all you can do. You can't put a... there are some issues there. We were about to the place where, though, like on septic, we've got to say, you want to build a duplex on septic, you have to have 4 acres. And that's a lot of acreage for a duplex. We also put you a thing in there that's kind of like a PUD, where if an individual wanted to come in and build a neighborhood of duplexes, you know, maybe we could handle something like that.
Sounds like that's the only way to go.
Yeah, it does.
The other is just too many problems.
There's too many issues.
You do, yeah. Create two or three problems.
And then the one commissioner, though, let me get back to this line here real quick, was saying if, since that wall becomes the property line, if you punch your hand through the wall, you trespassed into my property. And so he was viewing that as a buffer. Now,
it depends on how you build that.
Yes, I know you can offset and do all kinds of different things, but
I mean, the most common way of building it is a double wall.
We're not sure that would stand up one way or the other, and, you know, as far as not being a building code. I think that's going to be viewed as a building code and everything. So, consequently, I told my board, you can't depend on that statement. They asked me to go back and talk to the fire districts again, and I did. And they said, you know, it's a little worse than you think. We're not even going to look at it until it becomes a fourplex. We won't look at a threeplex. We won't look at a duplex and everything, unless it's a nightly rental or it's condominium style of ownership. And I said, well, you know, that's what we understood. So we get no, they don't have any solutions for us at all, I guess, is what I'm saying. So
tell me how far up that common wall goes.
We were going to take it from the foundation to the decking for the roof. So it would be right under the shingles, but not all the way through.
That's the standard.
And that's pretty, yeah, there's some ceilings and stuff, ceilings that have to go around. But, you know, they used to run a brick wall, they'd run it all the way through the roof and everything like that. And that's not what we were looking to do. But that's always been an issue for the board, and we just haven't had a way to come around it. And I don't know that we've gotten there yet.
I mean, the real standard way is you have 1 hour wall between your units.
Right.
You get to the attic space, depending on how it's all designed, is most of the time they require what they call a draft stopping wall that goes from on each side of the unit all the way to the... It's not for, say, a one-hour wall once it gets above the attic or up into the attic. It's a draft stop wall, so that if my unit gets on fire, it's actually about a 45-minute wall.
We do a double truss with
sheetrock
bolts.
So I don't know where we'll stand on that. When we finally get to this new system, we'll have areas designed to do that, I guess. How we'll do it, I just don't know yet. But there's, you know, probably incorporate it into a PUD somehow or something like that. So, but if you have any good ideas or anything on that, let me know. And then we talked about subdivision of land. You know, it's been an issue, and I've done a lot of talking with, I talked with Diane May yesterday and with MACOG and everything like that. And the top end of this thing is not an issue. If you go over so many lots, DNR steps in, you know, so that's not a problem for us. The problem is on the bottom end. Where do you kick it in? You know, if you've got a piece of land and you want to just do one lot for your son or your daughter or something like that, you shouldn't have to do a minor sub. So, after talking with Diane May, you know, she suggests that we kick it in maybe at two. Anything that you bring us that's two or more lots up to six, you know, we do that. She said that's just an arbitrary figure that you're going to have to decide on. She said you're also going to have to decide, if I let you split it and your parent parcel stays above a certain size, how long are you going to be before you're going to let me split it again? You know, and some of the books say 5 years, some say 6 months. She said, otherwise you're going to end up with a lot of different minor subs out here on a large parcel, and you've ended up with a big subdivision that's not legal. because DNR hasn't done its subdivision analysis out there. So so we've got some things we've just kind of got to look at there. But trying to make it a little easier right now, the way where we're written, it states that if your lots are under 5 acres, the road has to be platted and has to be in place, or we don't sign off. So if you want to split two lots off and make a minor sub, you may have the expense of putting in a road and some different things like that. So we're just, you know, we're trying to look at some things like that to make it a little easier. And I think we've got some pretty good word and verbiage there for you and everything like that. So,
This is just for the board of
adjustments.
Just for the board.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And so anyway, you know, that's kind of what we've got. But if you have any input there, be glad to entertain it. Or if you want to come and discuss it with the planning board and whoever might be there next Monday night, you're welcome to come there for that. So, but we're trying to create a couple of fixes for some problems that are pending, you know, in a pretty rapid fashion. So. So that's what we got.
Very good.
Motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a motion?
One's already been made. Would you like to second the motion to adjourn?
I'll second the motion to adjourn.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.